Pulse One Sport with Bradford College. Achieve your goals and transform your future today.
Cowrie brings it down, edge of the area. Back to goal on the turn. Great save from Daniels away to his right-hand side. And he picked... Oh, he's gone down. Penalty has to be. Cowrie felled. Referee points to the spot. Awful challenge from...
McSheffrey.
I think McSheffrey got wrong side. And surely Tony McMahon will step up.
It's a stupid, stupid tackle.
Here he comes then. McMahon, two steps. Can he score for the Bantams? McMahon scores! Slips as he puts it in, but Daniels goes right. McMahon goes top left. And the Bantams lead here at Scunthorpe in front of the 1,500 supporters away to our right-hand side. It's two goals in two games for McMahon. To Greg Lee again. Great football this. Into Billy Clark. Clark in towards Lee. Great play. Back across the face. Goal. Scores! Greg Lee! Scored on Wednesday. Scores again today. And the two players who netted against Aldershot have done it again. City are 2-0 up.
That is a fantastic goal. What a goal from the lad.
Absolutely outstanding performance, and probably could have scored more. Came here today against a team who've had a good run of form. We had a tough game on Wednesday in difficult conditions, but I thought the lads were outstanding, didn't they?
Yeah, from 1 to 11, 578 minutes without conceding a goal now. Some record, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Ben had to pull off a fantastic save as well to keep that record, you know, and that was a truly magnificent save for Madden in the first half. But yeah, pleased with that record, obviously. You know, it was there to be broken, so when you've gone five, you want to get that next one, because, you know, it is a great achievement. But we're going to keep our feet firmly on the ground and look forward to Tuesday's game.
Jordan Barrett came in, hardly even seen the lads, yeah. But what a performance from him today. He was brilliant.
I thought he was excellent. He did exactly what we needed from him. He ran the channels, he competed in the air, held the ball up well, and it was a very, very good debut. Obviously, he's cramped up, 65-70 minutes gone, and we've had to bring him off. But, you know, great contribution from him, and we really needed that freshness up there today, and he showed it.
Yeah, absolutely, and just a special, I know you mentioned the defence, but you know, Ben Williams and the defenders all hugging on the final whistle there. You keep clean sheets, you're going to win games, aren't you?
Yeah, there's that resilience about us as a team, though. It's not just the back four, you know, it's the work ethic of the front two, starting the front two and the midfield, which, you know, is a reason we've been hard to break down at the moment. But some of the attacking play today was great, and we've had some great chances, and we to further extend our lead. But you know, very pleased, thought we should have had a pen in the first half when Billy Clark's about to tap it in. Yep. And the lads pulled him back. I mean, you know, just said the ref that I can't believe he hasn't seen that, because you know, the linesman, we all saw it on the bench, the linesman or the linesman on the other side surely has got to see that. So, you know, we had a bit of bad luck, but then we got the pen, and great that Tony's took it away.
Yeah, and the two players who scored on Wednesday have scored tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Greg Lee's goal. I really am, because that looked a special move to me, and what a finish. And, you know, he's a player who's emerging, and, you know, he's got a point to prove each time he pulls on a shirt, and he's done it again today.
And you've got to bear in mind, you know, the number of players we've had out injured or have still got out injured as well. Anyone who's come into this team has given everything to the cause.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all about. And, you know, I said before the game, I felt this was our biggest test to date of the season. We've taken everything into account, and we've come through it with flying colours. And, you know, we need all the lads to keep buying into what Bradford City is all about. First and foremost, we roll our sleeves up, we run, we work hard, we challenge, and then we play good football on the back of that. And that's what we did today. And I think Billy Clark kind of epitomised that as well, where he did a great job for the team on the back of their deep midfield player. Did the job, saw him off, and then we could get the ball into him at times at will, and he was terrific.
Could you be any happier as a manager at the moment? Could make it a perfect 10 on Tuesday?
Well, it's going to be a cracking night, isn't it? We can't wait for it already, and you've got to move on quickly. And I just said the lads, look, we'll enjoy the sweet taste of victory, but let's keep our feet right on the ground and get ready for a great night on Tuesday.
Coventry won 4-1 today, and then Walsall on Saturday. So it's a big week, isn't it, for us?
Yeah, and it's a good way to start it. We knew that. We're coming into some tough fixtures, but we've started it in style. And, you know, like I say, we'll be... I was speaking to our chief scout, and as soon as I get on the coach about Coventry, and we'll prepare professionally for that one.